Protests are taking place across Israel, calling for the release of the remaining hostages and an end to the war. It's believed that 20 of the hostages being held by Hamas are still alive. The demonstrations come a day after an Israeli attack on the Nasser hospital in southern Gaza killed at least 20 people, including 5 journalists. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the killings a tragic mishap. Overall, 78 Palestinians are reported to have died over the past 24 hours. These people in Israel explained why they were protesting.
Today, the Israeli people are in the streets demanding the end of the war, ceasefire, and the return of all the hostages. This is a resistance day where all the people of Israel are calling upon its government to accept the deal that's on the table, to end the bloodshed that's going on, to end the disaster, the pain, the suffering that's been in this region.
Trump, if he's declaring for ending wars, if he's declaring for releasing hostages, should stand by his word and force Netanyahu to end the war and get a hostage deal. He can do it if he wants.
The voice of Yehuda Cohen, who's the father of Israeli hostage Nimrod Cohen. Speaking earlier, the UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Tamin Al-Kitan condemned yesterday's attack on the Nasser hospital.
The killing of journalists in Gaza should shock the world, not into stunned silence, but into action, demanding accountability and justice. In the case of yesterday's strike, we can say that the Israeli military reportedly launched multiple airstrikes on the Nasser medical complex, and there was 2 airstrikes in a short period of time. We know that one of the 5 journalists appears to have been killed in the first airstrike, while 3 others, including the woman journalist, appear to have been killed in the second airstrike.
Tamin Al-Kitan of the UN Human Rights Office. Shayna Oppenheimer is a senior journalist with BBC Monitoring based in Jerusalem. She joins us on the line. Shayna, can we talk first of all about what's being called a day of disruption? Can you give us a sense of the scale of these protests?
We're seeing large-scale protests across the country with a large accumulation in Tel Aviv, and it's supposed to get larger tonight at what's called Hostage Square in Tel Aviv. People are demanding a ceasefire deal. They've had quite fed up with what they see as this war being dragged on. We've seen family members of hostages accuse Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the government of perpetuating this war for their own survival. And this is about the second large-scale demonstration launched in recent weeks. We saw just last Sunday a similar kind of large-scale nationwide protest, with some companies even striking in solidarity with the hostage families.
At the same time, the Israeli Security Cabinet is due to meet later today. Now, this, of course, at a time when preparations are being ramped up for the proposed ground invasion of Gaza City, something that's highly controversial.
Yes, and it's important to say that we've already seen the Israeli army start to begin that operation on the outskirts and even in some parts of Gaza City. But when we're looking at this cabinet meeting today, Israel has been quite clear, and the rhetoric has been quite consistent in recent days, that Israel isn't that interested in a partial deal, as they say it, which is what they had asked for much of the duration of the war. Now they're saying they want a deal to bring home all of the hostages. And we even see in domestic reporting today that Netanyahu is not interested in talking about the ceasefire proposal Hamas had agreed to last week, even though the terms of that deal are not that different from a similar proposal Israel had suggested a few weeks ago.
Shayna, thank you for being with us this afternoon. Shayna Oppenheimer there of the BBC.